Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have returning guest W.T. McRae and special guest Megan Wright to tell us about Seussical, the musical. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had said off the air that I have a little trouble with Dr. Seuss because you have to be very precise with the language. You guys probably don't have this problem.
Oh, I think we've met this problem. Not only does it require precision with the language, but music too. It's a precise piece.
And this was a Broadway musical.
It was a Broadway musical, starring a very famous clown named David Shiner playing the Cat in the Hat. When he left, Rosie O'Donnell took over for him.
Very interesting. Yeah. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about, not so much the story, but what sort of experience we'll have seeing this musical.
Yeah, the show covers the material from 18 of Dr. Seuss's books and a range of styles. I think that it's a family-friendly adventure that will delight children and adults. It's funny, it's sweet, it's heartbreaking. It touches on some very real and important themes about life, including being yourself and going out on a limb and war and romance.
A little bit of everything. Were you the person who got to choose this for this year's? Is it music? What's the camp called for this?
Musical theater camp. Mm-hmm. So we call it a pre-professional training program. And I have the joy of choosing the show with support from my colleagues.
It sounds like an ambitious show.
What do you think, Megan? Is it an ambitious project?
I feel like it's a very, very ambitious project. I am very familiar with the show, and when I saw it, I was just blown away by how much music there were. There's hardly any talking in it. It's all music, 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 and the show never stops. And I find that doing it in 2 weeks is a little nerve-wracking, but it's very, very worth it. It's so much fun to do.
And we'll talk about that in a moment, about what the turnaround time is. But Megan, tell us what your role is.
I play the Cat in the Hat in Seussical the Musical.
Is that a prominent character?
Yes, it is a prominent character. I have a few really good songs, and I get to interact with all of the characters in the show. And I get to arrange some events that happen. We can just say that.
Oh, that sounds very naughty and very fun. How many cast members do you have in this show?
Our cast is 27.
That's a big cast.
It's a sizable cast, yeah.
And not much dialogue, you said, lots of singing. And you're going to do this in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so we all arrived on campus last Sunday, not 2 days ago, but a week and 2 days ago. And we did some callbacks just to look at some things and make sure that what we'd seen in video or in class was what we expected, and cast the show that night and did a full read through, and then rehearsed all this week to block and choreograph and learn it. And we did a first full run with the orchestra on Sunday afternoon.
So casting was done via video. Is that in order to save time?
It's partially in order to save time, but because it's an educational program, we want to make sure that we're choosing material that plays to the strengths and the goals of the students we're working with. So we give them the opportunity to send a pretty comprehensive video audition that includes some dancing, some singing, some acting, and a resume and a letter of recommendation, so we can see where they're at in their work, if they've grown, if they've changed, what they're working on. And then I really consider that when we're choosing a show.
And when the students, and I should ask you, Megan, did you know what you were getting yourself into? I mean, it's one thing to be very excited about participating in this camp, but there's an added pressure of having to deliver in 2 weeks.
I honestly had no idea what to expect. I came in knowing that it was in 2 weeks. I thought, oh my God, it's going to be so stressful and I'm going to cry every day. But it's the most fun I've ever had. It's the most fun I've ever had. It's the stress of it isn't stressful. It's just adrenaline pumping all the time, 24/7. It's exhausting, but it's well worth it. I did not expect that we were going to be able to do a full run in 1 week.
So you're feeding off this good energy.
Yes.
And typically when you perform in a play, how much time do you have for rehearsals?
Usually in high school, it's about 3 months.
Okay.
Of work, maybe a little bit less, but not much.
Very good. And then, WT, if it was a Broadway show, how much time would the professional performers have?
It's typically a 5-week rehearsal period for a show. And then, I mean, then the show gets a limited run out of town somewhere where the stakes are lower in the press. And then a preview run in New York where they get to practice before anybody reviews them before they finally open. So, but in the rehearsal studio, it's a 5-week process.
So you're really, like, over-preparing them. If they ever, like, get cast for a Broadway show and just like, oh, you people, 5 weeks. I feel like I can breathe. That'll be very good. How is it for the pit orchestra? Did they get the music before this 2-week period?
They've had the music for a couple weeks. Okay. But their first meeting was with us last week. So they're, you know, professional musicians mostly, and they're working hard to put it together very quickly.
Terrific. So a 2-week turnaround very quickly. Are there anything that you need? I mean, you have enough costumes. You obviously have enough cast and enough energy. Is there something that's something pressing? Because not everything works out perfectly.
No, I mean, so far, so good, he said, knocking on wood. We have a really great team in place. Our tech students and staff have been working tirelessly to build our set. Got painted last night. We've got a costume designer here from New York who is sewing into the evening. And things are going pretty well.
That sounds amazing. So Seussical the Musical, it's going to be next Friday and Saturday or this Friday and Saturday?
This coming Friday and Saturday.
Okay. And tickets are how much?
$20, $15 for students. And we have a special matinee price that's $10 for students and seniors.
Terrific. And Megan, you and the cast, what are you going to do to keep this energy up?
I'm going to jump around a lot. I'm going to be very animated. I'm going to take all the energy that the audience gives me and all the energy that my friends in the cast are giving me, and I'm going to project it into my acting, and it's gonna be very fun.
That does sound very fun. And then after this whirlwind performance, and luckily you guys get to do 3 of them with after all this hard work, you're going to be doing a little traveling.
I am going to be doing a little traveling. My theater department back in Juneau, where I live, is going to Scotland for the Fringe Festival in August. So we're going to go there and perform a play called Pippin. And we're very, very excited about that. We've been fundraising for a very, very long time. We won an award to perform there. So we're very grateful for all of that that's going on. And we're very, very excited for that.
That is very exciting. And WT, maybe you can just describe what the Fringe Festival is.
Yeah, the Fringe Festival is a network of festivals globally, but they focus on bringing together new and groundbreaking work. The Edinburgh Fringe Festival is one of the most internationally attended festivals. So theater companies from all over the planet bring work together for the month of August, and the population of Edinburgh doubles while the festival is there. I've been a few times, and it was one of the most connecting experiences for me. It really gave me a sense of what being a part of the global theater community meant, you know, that people were doing theater everywhere.
And that's amazing. Well, if you want locally to see an amazing event, you get to see Seussical the Musical. That's happening Friday and Saturday. And it'll probably be flawless. You won't realize that it was 2 weeks worth of work. It'll seem very professional. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, W.T. McRae and Megan Wright, the cat in the hat.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.